Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Some clever people think the story of Noah is an old fable. Jesus didn't. He believed Noah was a historical figure, and said so. So did the writers of both the Old and New Testaments. Anthropologist Arthur Custon says, quote, "The flood story is factual in its presentation, reading very much like a ship's log. There is no doubt that only 8 people came out of the ark, and that from them was the earth repeopled. Genesis 10 assumes this as a fact." End quote. Can you think of a reason people wouldn't want the flood story to be true? Peter gives us one. Quote, "Scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, 'Where is the promise of his coming? For all things continue as they were from the beginning.' This they willingly forget, that by the word of God, the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment." 2 Peter 3, verses 3 to 7. Ah, that's it. Scoffers have a vested interest in the story not being true. The flood reminds us that a holy God must always judge sin. The same word that sent the flood will soon send the fire to burn this corrupt world up. That's why Peter adds, "Since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells." God is not behind schedule. He waits for you to find safety in Christ before the firestorm hits. There's a new world coming. Are you ready? Today's the day of salvation.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.